This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Shotgun a little bit into the hour with David Knight because there's some news I didn't get to that I've got to get to. I'm sure he's going to cover it too. But report, Trump refused $200 million to pick Gingrich as VP. Okay, that happened. That comes from inside the campaign a month ago. And then I talked to other little birdies and they said, yeah, how do you know about that? We're pretty shocked. But then they said, yeah, wait for Gingrich to start attacking Trump. That began 2 days ago. Here's the article. Report, Trump refused $200 million to pick Gingrich as VP. Establishment tries to control Trump through VP pick, and that's that whole Sheldon Adelson situation. He's pledged $100 million, but he said $200 million if you pick Gingrich. As soon as he didn't pick Gingrich, Gingrich started coming out against him. And notice now the heat's really mounting against Trump. Trump's for real, folks, and that's why they're pulling out all the stops right now. Let's go to our intrepid reporters. I want to talk some to you, dude, and we come back from break a few minutes Josh Owens to get his take on this. He's not just a camera guy, he's a reporter, too. But what's happened since we had you on about an hour and a half ago, my friend?
Well, as we were walking down in front of the hotel, we did a quick report about the symbolism in front of it. This is Rob D. reporting live from Dresden, Germany. And guess who I ran into? Alex, you may remember this guy from last year who confronted Franco Burnaby at the train station. This is Mr. Tillman, who is now a man. Look at him. He's all dressed up now. He's ready. He's back. He's got a camera crew with him, and he's ready to take on the globalists and confront more people because, you know, you just can't stop once you get going. Mr. Tillman, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. I now have three people with me. I have a little camera team, so I try this again now. I mean, yeah. We can search for them at the train station, at the airport, and then we have hopefully have another video, I guess.
And Alex, Mr. Tillman is just an example of what one person can do with a camera, confronted two different of these elite globalists here, one at the airport, one at the train station.
And they gave us comments that were huge in newsmaking. We're exposing the shadow government. That's the process.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the testament to what's going on here. And now he's back. You know, he's tripled his reserves. He's got three guys now, so they can cover multiple locations. And it's just a testament to what one man can do. And so I'm doing this for people out there who are watching this, who are sitting on the sidelines going, should I go to Bilderberg? Should I? Yes. Come out here. You never know. You might be the one guy somewhere who gets the one globalist getting out of the car.
And then other people will emulate what you've done. And it just gets you. This is part of humanity reawakening.
Exactly. Tillman, give everybody your YouTube channel so people can watch what you're doing.
This is two hard names, but one is Bilderberg. It's like citizen and Bilderberg, like Bilderberg with an U. And it's Traukheim Promi. It's like German market.
Yeah, the best way on the web is search just by your name. Just tell folks your name.
Yeah, Tillman Knechte. So.
No.
Tillman Knechte. Which they were telling me, actually, Knechte, his last name, means slave. But this man is not a slave. He's a free man. He's not acting. He's not submitting.
Well, sure.
He's not doing what he's told. He's getting out.
I mean, the word Schwarz in Europe means black. And all that meant was you were suntanned from working. Like Schwarzenegger means black plowman. And so,
exactly.
Yeah, it just means lower caste. But thank God it's the lower caste in the world that always tends to come up with the innovations, not all the inbred people like Prince Charles with snot dripping out his nose.
Exactly, exactly. So it was funny just running into him just now. He's going to be here for the rest of the week just covering what's going on. And this is, you know, other people need to get out here and do this. We need more people. We need numbers. This is how things get done. This is citizen media at its finest. You know, InfoWars is we're a big dog out there, but we need more people. The more people we get, the more things
the
get
more
done.
Angles, the more angles, the more human intelligence.
Exactly. Exactly, because somebody needs to get Lindsey Graham and take him to task. What are you doing here as a sitting senator coming here to negotiate with people in private?
How do you like your world government being exposed? Why are you part of flooding us? You know, this organization is flooding our borders. You're a traitor, Graham.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He's part of the whole game. And then you have all these German politicians that are going to be coming here. They're all welcoming the migrants, giving them free housing, free food. What do you think about what's going on in Germany?
I mean, yeah, the politicians just betrayed us. I mean, they let in, like, they just doubled or tripled, like, the immigration rate, and the immigration rate was already pretty high. I guess we have the biggest immigration in Europe.
And by the way, he's not allowed to go to Saudi Arabia. They haven't taken one of the little jihadis there, because they're not taking jihadis, they're sending jihadis.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be $90 billion, they say, over the next 10 years, just to house and feed these people and give them, you know, not let them work. So they want to bring these people here, not let them get work, not let them integrate in society. What are you creating? You're creating ticking time bombs.
That's right. Okay, Rob, great job. I want to talk briefly to Josh Owens when we come back, and then I'm going to let you guys get back to uploading videos and the great work you're doing. Watch their videos as they're uploaded, but by the hour at InfoWars.com. You can read the whole list at DrudgeReport.com of the Bilderberg.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way at Hulu's staff, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. Each product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're only a few hours away from the kickoff of live, continuous coverage of the final big push. They say it'll be locked up by then for these six states, with California being the big prize tonight with our reporters out in California, Leanne McAdoo and Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman. Then, of course, we've got our intrepid reporters, Paul Joseph Watson, who's now in Germany but has to meet them, flew in from the U.K., from formerly England, into the EU proper there, where Angela Merkel is helping open the borders. They're going to be there reporting tonight as well, right through this weekend at Bilderberg 2016. What a victory it is for humanity that they're being exposed. What a victory that the shadow government apparatus is being brought out in the open so there can be a major debate about it. This is something the globalists absolutely hate. They cannot stand it, but it's only going to get worse for them as humanity's crash course in reality only expands, deepens, and explodes. But a report I've had in my little hand for an hour that Kit Daniels handed me is so important. I asked him to do the report. We gave him the sources, the intel. He did it. I should have been covering it in the last hour. It's so big because I saw the last 2 days, Newt Gingrich out savaging Donald Trump over all sorts of stuff, attacking him, misrepresenting him on different subjects. And I knew it was coming. I mean, this is one of the top globalist minions in the U.S. Gingrich is super bad. He helped lead the whole conservative libertarian revolution in the 90s and 93, 94 down a rat hole. And then he gave us Boehner and you know, all these other little creatures after him. Just one rhino after another. But report, Trump refuses $200 million to pick Gingrich as VP. Establishment tries to control Trump through VP pick. And I have this confirmed. I knew about Adelson offering Trump $100 million for 4 days before it was in the news. And I knew all about the other big meetings. But I have multiple sources. This is not from Stone, but I brought this up to Stone. And let me just say, I don't have no comment on what he told me. But Donald Trump refused $200 million in donations to take Newt Gingrich as vice president. Insiders told InfoWars. The mainstream media report that the casino magnate Sheldon Adelson was willing to contribute $100 million to Trump's campaign, but what wasn't reported that about a week later was the additional $200 million the establishment offered Trump in exchange for picking Gingrich, one of the first D.C. insiders to try and cozy up to the mogul. And I think I should just add that I gave this all as a gestalt to Kit. Adelson offered him $100 million, then he upped it to $200. So it was Adelson then offered an additional $100 million, according to sources. So we should just add that there for clarification. When Trump declined the offer, however, Gingrich started lashing out on him publicly, including his recent claim that Trump made one of his worst mistakes for pointing out the federal judge handling the Trump University lawsuit has ties to the controversial La Raza Hispanic Nationalist Organization. Well, he's a lawyer for him and gives scholarships to illegal aliens. I don't know what Trump's reasoning was, and I don't care, Gingrich told the Washington Post. It'd be unlikely for Gingrich to take such a weird stance in a matter unless he was already bitter at Trump and trying to pressure him to change his mind. But it's in Trump's best interest to pick someone close to him ideologically as VP, such as Senator Jeff Sessions, who we believe it's going to be. Let's just say that's 95% right now, to avoid a potential assassination attempt. And then we go into the whole Ronald Reagan attempted assassination and the rest of history. And we link to the video where we had Roger Stone in studio with us breaking down his take on who the VP will be and concurring that it all points towards Sessions. But we're about to hand the baton to David Knight. But first, I wanted to go back to Dresden, Germany. And by the way, when you hand the baton, David, you want to keep talking to these guys, you're welcome to, or whatever you choose. I know David's always got a lot of stuff I haven't covered. He's about to hit, and some things I have covered. It's just good to always get his perspective, and then they go, oh, yeah, I forgot to cover that. Glad David's going to cover it. So David Knight sitting in there in the Situation Room. I'm in the War Room. We are broadcasting radio/TV at Infowars.com/show and TV stations, UHF, VHF, cable, and radio stations across the country and the world. But going to Josh Owens, who's our wonderful reporter and cameraman, there with Rob Dew. He's always got a lot to say. What have you observed since we talked 24 hours ago, Mr. Owens, there at the site of Bilderberg 2016?
Well, there's a lot going on, obviously. If we were another news agency, we would probably come out here and just cover one thing. We would probably just cover the migrants. We would just cover Bilderberg. But that's not what InfoWars does. We got a lot of irons in the fire. We're doing a lot while we're here, and that's how it's supposed to be, because we actually enjoy what we're doing. We actually enjoy being here, covering, showing the people what's really going on. So we got a lot of things going on here. But one thing that I don't think Ian has talked about yet, it is strange that usually every 4 years Bilderberg is held in the U.S. So that would mean, for election reasons, that would mean this year Bilderberg would be in the United States. But it's not. Now, let's think about that. Why would it be in Europe? What's going on in Europe? What's the thing that's all over the news? It's the migrant crisis, as if it's not planned. This is the curriculum. This is what the United States is planning for with the open borders, with all these social justice warriors going out and attacking everyone at Trump rallies. This is what they are hoping to get out of it, Europe. This big melting pot where everything is crumbling. You saw the videos where we went to the refugee camps. They bum-rushed us. They freaked out because we had a camera. We see that in America, too, but we're not trying to hurt anybody. We're not, you know, honestly, we're not even trying to spin a story. All we're doing is asking questions. So you see them come up and attack us, but then the concern then is that when the city official comes up, he says, well, we don't want them to feel threatened, but it's okay if we feel threatened, but not them. We see this happening in the United States. So it's very interesting to note that Bilderberg should, as the past, should be happening in the United States now, but it's not. It's happening in Europe, and I believe It's because this is the curriculum. This is where everything is heading, right down the toilet bowl.
Well, Josh, excellent point that we should call this little live video piece, secret to why Bilderberg's not being held in the U.S. this year revealed, or ask the question, why is Bilderberg not being held in the U.S. this year? Because every fourth year, since it was started back in the 40s, right through the 50s, Bilderberg has been held every fourth year in the United States on the East Coast. And, of course, it was officially supposedly around, in the early 50s, but it's been around since the end of World War II. It was just given the name Bilderberg off the Oosterbeek Holland Hotel, where they officially codified and signed a transatlantic agreement to merge a European Union with an American Union with an Asian Union, a basically Rockefeller trilateralist plan with the British Empire. And the founding documents were given to BBC, 14 years ago, and concurred with everything Jim Tucker had said, everything investigators had said. It was spot on. It's a planetary plan of unelected world government. Well, look at TPP. Look at NAU. Look at the EU. You don't vote to enter it. You're under it. It starts making all your laws. You can't get out of it. It brings in all these illegals and then arrests you if you hand out flyers or gives you tickets. I mean, we are witnessing a totalitarian takeover, and it's simply amazing, Josh Owens.
Exactly. And we see Paul Joseph Watson's article. They're going to be talking about the Brexit. They're going to be talking about Trump. Obviously, they're going to be talking about Trump because they're in damage control mode, trying to figure out what to do because the people have spoken. Trump is the Republican nominee, and they're freaking out. Obviously, that's why Lindsey Graham coming down here.
Your shot's breaking up, my friend. Great job. Again, keep uploading the videos, but don't kill yourselves. I don't want to get too exhausted before Bilderberg starts. I know you're still able to be in the hotel. It might be good if the video works later towards the end of the hour, if David wants to spend 5 minutes, to have you guys maybe do a tour live inside Bilderberg, or does that not work? You think they might throw you out?
That's out and fine. Then think better.
All right. Well, gentlemen, do what needs to be done. I really appreciate the fine work you're doing. This is true journalism, and we're just openly teleprompter-free. Thank you, Josh Owens and crew.
Thank you.
All right, let's hand the baton to the one and the only David Knight right here in Austin, Texas. Just remember, this is all very expensive, what we're doing, and I'm putting everything all in with more reporters, more researchers, and with crew on the West Coast, crew in Germany, and it's all because you buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com, and we've got some new specials running on the site today, but whether it's non-GMO heirloom seeds you're buying, or a Hillary for President shirt, or a shortwave solar-powered radio, or a book on Bilderberg, all of that funds this operation. We have free shipping on orders $50 or more. We have 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. We have 10% on water filters with promo code WATER. You add all the specials together, I mean, we have amazing prices. We have privacy and security, little pockets that block your cell phone being tracked when you're not driving around. I mean, a lot of and your identity being stolen. There's so many things you need at InfoWarsStore.com. You get great pricing, sometimes the lowest pricing. And by shopping with the Patriots, you fund the tip of the spear. So check out all the different items at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I tell you, David Knight, I'm proud of our operation. I'm proud of what we're able to do. I'm not bragging. It just really feels good to go, wow, we're reaching 25, 26, 27 million people a week. Wow, we've got reporters going all over the world simultaneously. Wow, we got a great anchor like David Knight to hand the baton to, and Ja'Kari Jackson and the guys coming in tonight to host the live election coverage. I mean, we're really doing it, and I'm proud of the Patriots here, and I'm proud of the viewers and listeners and affiliates and sponsors that make it all possible. David Knight.
Absolutely, Alex. And, we were talking about this important article about what Newt Gingrich is doing, because we all know what's really behind this attack on Donald Trump. I talked about this on Sunday, and Alex, when Newt Gingrich came out and started criticizing Donald Trump, calling this inexcusable, saying he had to take this back, and this was the worst thing that Donald Trump had done, I said on Sunday when I saw those comments, I said, this could be very good news. We've been very worried about Gingrich cozying up to Trump. Were they going to be able to turn him? I mean, this guy is essentially a stalking horse for the establishment, for the globalist elitists. And we were all very concerned when we saw Newt Gingrich start sniffing around Donald Trump. And so I had absolutely no idea.
Exactly. This is another plus certifying that Trump's for real.
Yeah. You hadn't told me any of this. And of course, you just gave this to Kitten, put out this information. And we remember back 4 years ago, Sheldon Adelson was all in for Newt Gingrich, pledged $100 million to him, gave him $10 million, and then shortly after that, Newt Gingrich crashed and burned. So that's a really good sign to me, again, of Trump's being his own man, being authentic on the globalism versus nationalism issue. And the more these guys line up and come after him like this Bilderberger Lindsey Graham, the better Trump looks.
Absolutely, folks. Trump is the real deal. Yeah, he may not be for us. He may be his own guy, but the globalist, hey, I mean, he's the real deal.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
You take a mortal man.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, June 7th, 2014. This is going to be a big night for the primaries. Of course, we're going to be here live with our coverage And there are primaries, six final primaries from coast to coast. It's going to begin with New Jersey on the East Coast. It will finish up with California on the West Coast. And there are returns from states that will be in between. So every hour we're going to have some polls closing in different states. So it's going to be a long broadcast tonight. It's going to be live. We'll be taking your calls. We'll be having our correspondents in New Jersey as well as California. We're going to be joining Joe Biggs in California in just a few minutes. They'll be calling in, telling us what people are telling them as they're coming in and out of the polls, how people feel about this. And, of course, if we look at the results of the polls and this whole superdelegate issue between Bernie and Hillary, his hope, I think, has been all along that he would exceed Hillary in terms of pledged delegates, or you could call them earned delegates. These would be the delegates that he gets based on votes. Right now, he's not winning that. He's actually losing about 54, 46, something like that. So he's hoping that he can turn that around in California. That would be what he would take to a brokered convention. He would say, look, I've won more than Hillary has in the voting booth, and the only reason that she's beating me is because of the superdelegates. If he could do that, he would have an argument to make there. If he can't do that, if he can't beat her with the pledged delegates, he's not going to really have that argument. And understand that she started out with 15% of what she needed to win the election. So we're going to be talking about that and breaking that down. If you look at the Democrat primaries, every one of these is proportional. And because there's no winner-take-all primaries, when they split 55-45, the delegates are pretty evenly split. And the difference is that in every one of these states, you've got about 10 to 15% of delegates who are superdelegates. And so he has to beat her by 10 or 15% just to break even. And then if she beats him by 10 or 15%, he loses. That's how they rig the game, okay? That's how the game is rigged, and we've seen this play out state by state. So we're going to watch it play out one final time tonight. We're going to talk about a lot of political news. We're going to go into more detail about the racism charges. And as I mentioned on Sunday, and as I repeated yesterday, when I gave the quotes from Cesar Chavez, the union organizer, he said, look, I don't want to hear about La Raza. It is racist. You know, we talk about La Raza. And we talk about this judge who is part of the La Raza lawyers. What is their mission? Their mission is stated as empowering Hispanic lawyers, making sure there are more Hispanic lawyers, and giving scholarships to, first one, illegal. Think about that. Giving a scholarship to an illegal so he can go to law school. The first thing this guy did was to violate the laws. How's that for ethics? Okay? So that's what they're looking for. Everything is about Hispanic this, Hispanic that. The name is the race. Cesar Chavez said, we're not going to go there. It is racist. It's discrimination. They're actually anti-gringo, is what he said. And he says, you start out as anti-gringo, you're going to be anti-Negro, and where does it stop? It doesn't stop. But, of course, that's what we have seen from the racialism in our politics. I've got all these quotes from all the people who don't like Trump calling him a racist, all the way out to Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson. Trump is clearly a racist, and all these establishment Republicans, and quite frankly, Gary Johnson is one of the biggest shills for the globalist elitist that you could ever find anywhere in any party, and he's calling Trump a racist. They understand, if they want to look at that, they can't not know that this guy is a La Raza lawyer, and they can't not know that La Raza is La KKK, La Ku Klux Klan, okay? It's just a Hispanic Ku Klux Klan. Cesar Chavez pointed that out. All right, now, in the short period of time that we got, I want to talk about what's going on with the EPA. And we've covered this story in the past. Remember that gold mine that they blew up out west? There's an article from the Daily Caller saying, well, after a decades-long battle, this has gone on since the mid-90s, okay? They've been fighting with the EPA. The EPA came in there and said, well, we want to turn your area into a superfund. They said, no, we don't want you to do that. And if you remember when this gold mine blew up and they spewed, and this is because of what the EPA did, okay? The mine didn't blow up. The EPA went in and caused it to blow up. And we showed you the articles at the time and the op-eds that were written by a retired miner who predicted a month before this happened, said, the EPA is going to come in here. What they're doing, I know as a mining engineer, and they would know as well because they're also involved in this business, they are going to deliberately blow this mine up. And the end result is they want to do this so they can create a superfund out of this area. What I didn't know until I read this article was that they've been fighting to turn this into a superfund for 25 years. So they come in, and it's a self-fulfilling regulatory takeover. They blow the mine up, they pollute the river and the drinking water for three states with toxic minerals and make it a superfund. Stay with us.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a three-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Amen. Last night at 10:30, that baby of mine was...
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. And as I mentioned in the last segment, we're going to have live election coverage tonight. We have reporters across the country who will be talking to voters as they leave the polls. And we've got reporters in New Jersey as well as in California. The returns are going to be going throughout the night. It's going to be a long broadcast, probably be about 3.5-4 hours long before the polls, between the times the polls close on the east and the west coast. One of our reporters in California is Joe Biggs, and Joe Biggs is joining us right now. Joe.
Hey there, David Knight. How's it going? I'm in Long Beach, California. And yesterday, Hillary Clinton actually came out here to the Long Beach City College, and I had a chance to interview quite a few people. It was pretty startling to see how many citizens out here in California could care less about Benghazi, that wanted a complete and total sweep of guns to take them all away. I mean, it was frightening to see and hear some of these people and their answers. I mean, it blew my mind. It was out of this world.
Yeah, and of course she said there's two things that are central to her campaign. One of them is immigration, and she's going to legalize everybody within 100 days. And part of these campaign, did she have some college students with her there where she was having the dog and pony show? Because she did that this weekend. She had college students there who were bragging about the fact that they were sticking the American taxpayer with these astronomical college bills. I mean, nobody even asks why the college bills are so expensive. We have an article on Infowars.com. Illegals openly brag about their scholarships on Twitter. $300,000 scholarship. $282,000 scholarship. I mean, I'd gone through and looked at this small college, Azusa Pacific, where they had a South Korean girl bragging about the fact she was here illegally. I did the math on that. I said, look, that's $177,000 that this lady is sticking us with. And, you know, just over her four-year period, it's absolutely amazing that it would cost this much anymore for a college education. There's no way that you could justify that if you were spending the money or you were borrowing the money. But, of course, if you can stick it to the taxpayer, that's a great deal. And Hillary Clinton is just sitting there nodding about it. And then the other thing is firearms, absolute total gun control. The thing that bothers me, Joe, is that we've got the libertarians, which I never thought I would see the day where the Libertarian Party nominates two anti-gun people like Gary Johnson and William Weld, who say the Second Amendment doesn't apply to anything other than hunting guns. And we can have an assault weapon ban. We can have all kinds of control and tracking on ammunition. That's what William Weld did as governor, and he's not backing down on that in 2016. He stands by it. He says, well, none of those guns are one to ban were hunting rifles.
Well, yeah, what's going on with the Second Amendment? It's pretty huge in California. They're actually trying to pass a bill that will make it illegal to own any kind of weapon that has a detachable magazine. And Hillary Clinton and her gun-grabbing ways, she actually brought one of her speakers as Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is known for a lot of these very horrible anti-Second Amendment laws in California. And he paraded her out there. He introduced her and was so happy to have Hillary here, you know, and they were just kind of laughing about, you know, the whole gun thing. It's pretty ridiculous, you know, because Long Beach is a very trendy kind of spot. But then you just go a few miles south and you're in Huntington. That's a very strong conservative area where they want their guns. They want their freedom. They want big government out of there. They want more states' rights, and they want more freedom to the people. So it's California's really weird. You know, it differs, you know, miles away just how liberal it can go from conservative. It's really crazy.
It's all over the place, but it's predominantly liberal. And I talked about these gun control measures that are coming up previously. I think it's a sweeping number of measures. It's something like seven different measures, and they're even going to control and track ammunition purchases as part of this. And that's a key thing, because if you can't buy ammunition, you've got, even if you have a gun, it's nothing but a club. And one of the other things they're doing, Joe, is they're even going to put regulations on historical guns going back to the 19th century. That's pretty much unprecedented.
Yeah, it's crazy to see that kind of stuff happening. Gavin Newsom's the guy that's behind it, and that's why he wants someone like Hillary Clinton. That's why he's going to endorse someone like her, because she's going to allow that to happen. And soon enough, it's not just going to be California. It's going to sweep across the nation. You know, yesterday, Vermin Supreme, he is one of the candidates who was running in the Libertarian Party, was actually out here at the event, and I had a chance to talk to him. And police came over and started harassing him, saying that he might be arrested if he was standing out there with his bullhorn walking around. And it's not against any kind of law to have a bullhorn, but the police actually went up to him only and harassed this guy. And we're sitting there, and I started filming it, and I heard the police officer say, you need to go to your free speech zone. And I said, what did you say, officer? He goes, free speech zone. It's over there. And I said, Well, I'm anti-Hillary. I'm out here protesting. I've got tons of people with me with Hillary for Prison t-shirts on. I said, why have you not come up to me? And he just kind of completely changed his tone. But he said, you know, if he had to, he would come back and arrest Vermin Supreme for being out there, because he had the spiel where he called it Welcome to the Hillary Clinton Checkpoint. And he was doing like a TSA thing where he's like, be prepared to go inside the stadium. You must take off your shirt, your blouse, your pants, get a rectal exam to be able to see her hotness, you know, and did this whole thing.
Well, you know, Joe, when we were out at the Bundy Ranch, one of the things that got everybody upset about that was that the BLM had the audacity out in the middle of nowhere to put in a cordoned area and say this is a First Amendment area, and had a machine printed sign, and somebody put up a hand printed sign and said the First Amendment is not an area. We've seen these free speech zones at every one of the Republican and Democrat conventions for quite some time now. They put everybody in a cage, literally. They put free speech in a cage, and they remove it remote from the convention itself, so nobody is bothered by seeing anyone protesting. That is a clear violation of the Constitution, and it's a good example for the First Amendment of what happens when your rights, your fundamental rights like free speech, are turned into government-granted privileges. They essentially box them in and take them away. And the same thing is being done in California with these regulations. It's what Hillary Clinton wants to do. They put so many conditions and regulations on your rights by infringing on them that they turn those fundamental rights into privileges. And you mentioned Gavin Newsom. There's actually a competition going on between two Democrats who want to run for governor. One of them is the current lieutenant governor there. The other is the Speaker of the House. They're both competing to see how far over the top they can go on gun control. And we've seen that kind of competition between Hillary and Bernie. Hillary is criticizing Bernie because he doesn't want to allow people to sue gun manufacturers out of business when they haven't done anything wrong. Hillary says, well, anytime there's a shooting, you ought to be able to sue the gun manufacturer, even though you've got the Second Amendment and a specific law that was passed by Congress that said, no, you can't sue people if they don't have any liability, if they didn't do anything wrong, just like you can't sue Ford if there's an automobile accident because the guy was driving drunk.
It's interesting when the guy said free speech zone. I said, isn't our country a free speech zone? Don't we have a First Amendment? And he just kind of chuckled or whatever. You know, but one of the interesting things I want to point out as well, I shot a video yesterday pointing out the trickery behind the Clinton campaign. Now, at the Long Beach City College, they picked a 800-person venue, but they invited thousands of people out there, and it left a giant line of people wrapped around the street. And I actually went up to one of the officers, and I said, hey, sir, I was like, this looks like there's a lot of people out here. And he was kind of an awake cop. He goes, man, this is all an illusion. He goes, that venue right there holds 800 people. I said, look next door. There's a football stadium that holds 15,000 people. Why do you think she chose this venue over the one next door that holds way more people? He says, to give the illusion when the mainstream media films this, that it looks like tons of people couldn't get into her event, but it was a sold-out tiny event. Like, that's too easy to fill. I mean, we could do that. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what she does. That's what she does. You know, CNN, Fox News, all these guys, you know, the report that CNN event or Hillary Clinton event was completely filled, packed to the brim, left tons of people waiting outside around the corner. No, they did that on purpose to make it look that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, you can also position your cameras to where you only show people and you don't show the empty seats. That's the other thing they like to do as well. Well, Joe, you're going to be giving us some coverage tonight for the live election coverage. Have you been to any of the polling places yet and talked to anybody?
Yeah,
that's coming up.
I'm going to be at the Bernie Sanders event tonight where he's speaking in Santa Monica. That's in East or West L.A. out that way. So I'm going to be at the actual event. I have tickets, and I will be out there reporting from there. I have a team of people with me that will be helping out. And I know Lee Ann and Michael Zimmerman will be going somewhere as well tonight.
Okay, that's interesting. What do you think, before you go, what do you think about the Bernie people? I mean, what do you think his strategy is in this? Because he clearly doesn't have the votes, and at this point, he's behind Hillary, even in the pledged delegates that he would get based on the election polling. So even if you took the superdelegates out, he would be losing to Hillary at this point. I mean, what do you think his strategy is going forward?
I, at this point, he knows he's lost, but I think he's in it for the movement, so to say. You know, he's been out here working hard, and you see him. He packs more people in his events than Hillary does. He has larger venues, just like Trump does, and they both are a popular candidate. Hillary Clinton's just using his trickery. So it's going to be interesting tonight because, like you said, he's not going to give up. He doesn't think it's over yet. He says, you know, it's crazy that MSNBC and, you know, the Associated Press, all these people come out and go ahead and say that Hillary has it when no one's even voted here yet. So it'll be interesting to see what happens if they completely call it for her, or if there's going to be an uprising. I don't know. I mean, but I know a lot of these Bernie people even told me yesterday at the Hillary Clinton event that they, if they have to, if it gets taken from Bernie, they will vote for Trump.
Well, you know, he has flipped a couple of superdelegates. One just flipped in North Carolina. The problem I see with him trying to sell it is because most of these superdelegates are career politicians, and they're going to stick their finger in the air and see which way the wind is blowing. And unless there is a massive movement in one direction where they all jump ship at the same time, I don't really see a massive movement doing that, especially when she has not the majority of the delegates, but the plurality of the delegates. I think it's going to be a hard case for him. I'm kind of thinking, Joe, that he's hanging in there just in case she gets indicted, that maybe hoping that they will back off and abandon her at that point, that he can try to make that case there. But I don't think the Democrats will even back away from her, the professional Democrats and many of the supporters. I don't even think they'll back away from her if she's indicted. They still supported Bill Clinton when he was impeached for perjury. And that's the thing we need to understand. He was not impeached because he had an affair. He was impeached because he committed perjury. He's a lawyer and a sitting president. He swore on oath at a trial about something and was proven to be a liar. They didn't even come after him on the rape charges, but they showed that he was a perjurer. So I don't think even if they indict Hillary Clinton, I don't think that the Democrats are going to abandon her at that point. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you completely. You know, I think he's going to stick it out and we'll see what happens. But, you know, when you go to these events and you actually stand and talk to people who support Hillary Clinton, there's a whole lot of people out there with the same viewpoint. What difference does it make when you bring up the emails, when you bring up Benghazi, when you bring up all of, you know, the connections, the Clinton cash, the crime family syndicate that they have? You know, they're like a team. They're like a mobster team. You know, the deaths that they were, you know, connected to. It's ridiculous. And these people just kind of scoff. They go, huh, you know, whatever. You know, she's a woman. I'm ready for a woman. We just had a black president. Now it's time for a woman. Completely not even looking at who she is as a person and what she's going to do to the country. People are just voting because it's a woman. They want a woman. It's time for change. It's time for us to be progressive and move on and ignore the facts.
Yeah. I think he really lost his opportunity. He could have come out not only as being an authentic candidate, which he does come across as. He authentically believes in socialism, which I totally disagree with him on, but he is authentic. I mean, he has been consistent with what he believes in over the years. And I think he completely lost his opportunity to take her out because he could have taken the moral high ground. When he said in one of the early debates, I'm sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails, he was done at that point, I think. And we've seen this from other candidates now at this point as well. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. We'll be covering it tonight. And, of course, you're going to be there at a Bernie Sanders rally. We're going to have Joe Biggs in California at the Bernie Sanders rally. We'll also have Leanne McAdoo also reporting from California. And we'll have our reporters in New Jersey as well. Richard Reeves will be there in New Jersey talking to people about what's going on because there's an election all across the country from the East Coast to the West Coast tonight. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you.
All right. Now, as we went to the break at the bottom of the hour, I was talking about what the EPA did in this Colorado town, how they blew up this gold mine so they could turn the place into a Superfund. And now the people, after 25 years of fighting the EPA, who wanted to take over their town and turn it into a Superfund, the EPA came in and threw incredible malfeasance that was exposed by engineers ahead of time, said they're going to create an environmental catastrophe here and get the Superfund that they've been after for a long time. They did it. They blew up nearly 1 million pounds of toxic metals, lead, arsenic, other heavy metals, polluted this river through three states and the Navajo Nation, and now they've got their Superfund. Now, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind as we look at this Washington Post story. This came out over the weekend via Drudge. I saw it. A major Native American site is being looted. Will Obama risk armed confrontation to save it? This is pure propaganda, folks. This is the Washington Post. Their standards have sunk to levels that are totally unprecedented before, even for the establishment media. And when I look at this headline here, okay, the Native American site is being looted. Will Obama risk armed confrontation with those cowboys to save the Native American lands? That's the choice that they're putting out there for us. Poor Obama. You know, he's such a victim. He just doesn't want to really intrude on anybody. Look, I did a report with Rob Jacobson, and you can find it on the Alex Jones Report, The Great American Land Grab. And we talk about how Obama is going nuts with his pen, confiscating millions and millions of acres. And, of course, this goes back to the 1906 Antiquities Act. The 1906 Antiquities Act was set up to save Native American sites and some other things. And, of course, they were able to get the Devil's Tower, you know, and only 4 acres to save that entire site. Only 4 acres was needed to do that. And yet what Obama is doing is he's going in and, with a stroke of a pen, confiscating millions of acres of land. And when I say confiscating, This is land that the federal government says that it owns, and we can have that disagreement as to whether or not they really own it because of the Constitution. And I'm not going to get into that. We've talked about that in the past. But the issue is this. As the government said, okay, we own these lands, and we're going to manage it for you. That's what BLM, the M in BLM stands for, is management, okay, the Bureau of Land Management. But they don't want to manage it. They want to confiscate the property rights of people who are there. And we're not saying that the Bundys or any of these ranchers own the property. That's never been said. What they own are things like surface grazing rights, water rights, mineral rights, lumber rights. These are property rights, every much as your property rights, of the deed of your home. And if they can take this from them, they can take anything from you, even though you're not a rancher, a miner, a logger. If they can steal this from these people, many of them have had this for 150 years. This is property that they've owned, that they've sold. If they take their property rights and say, we're doing it to protect the Indians, and we go in that video, I'm not going to go back and play that video. Take a look at that. You've got Harry Reid showing pictures of some petroglyphs and saying, look, people defaced it. Well, where's your BLM? Where's your wonderful police state managers out there? The guys with the guns and the military hardware, they can't protect these small areas with these precious petroglyphs? Put cameras around it. Station guards on it. No, it's not about protecting that stuff. And this is fundamentally dishonest from the Washington Post. And that goes to a story that I want to talk about when Jeff Bezos went in and talked this last week at the Recode conference to Mossberg, and he was talking about a lot of different things. Everybody focused on his comments and his conflict with Donald Trump, because Donald Trump called him out on the Washington Post. He said he bought that for a song, and it is a song to a billionaire. He bought that for a song. It is political leverage, and we'll talk about how he's leveraging it when we come back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February 2016, Johnson & Johnson lost two major lawsuits and was ordered to pay a total of $127 million by a jury to two women who died of ovarian cancer after years of using the manufacturer's talc-based products, such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-587-4990. 1-800-587-4990.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I want to get back to what I was just talking about, this propaganda campaign from the Washington Post and where this is ultimately leading. Before I do, real quickly, I just want to let you know about a couple of the products that we have, because that's the way we pay for our reporters to be reporting tonight. Coast to coast, or from New Jersey to California, we're going to be covering the primaries live in those areas. We really appreciate your support, and we try to offer you products that we can help you with your health, with your personal health, with your family's health, and not be beholden to advertisers. So we look at the quality of our products, and we offer things to you that we want to use ourselves. Things, my favorite, as I point out many times, is BrainForce. Take a look at the reviews on BrainForce at InfoWarsLife.com. As I've pointed out many times, it really helps me to focus. That and things like Lung Cleanse are two of my favorite supplements. Many of the things that we take and that we sell and things that I use are things that I can't necessarily feel something right away. These are things that I know from my research are essential to my health. And I do the research, I take a look at it, and so I take these, like say a multivitamin, for example. When I take a multivitamin, I don't necessarily feel anything, but I know that it's good for me. I can look and see what the ingredients are on that. But when you see some things like BrainForce, that really does help me to focus my mind. That is available at InfoWarsLife.com. Take a look at the hundreds of five-star reviews, read it for yourself, and we tell you the ingredients, research the individual ingredients we chose to put in this as well. Also, Secret 12, vitamin B12, that is our B12 supplementation, and again, that is in liquid format, which is one of my favorite things. I love to be able to take things in liquid format so I don't have to swallow a bunch of pills. Read the reviews on B12, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 at our site. Those two are available. Those are two things I would, two of my favorite supplements. Take a look at InfoWarsLife.com, look at the reviews, and get some products. It's a win-win situation for you as well as for us, and we do appreciate your support. Now, as I was talking about this Washington Post story, and I said this is pure propaganda. This is what they're doing to the people out there trying to take their property rights, saying that Obama's going to have to risk an armed confrontation with them. This is essentially what the Washington Post did with Donald Trump. Remember that piece of low-life journalism, some of the worst journalism I've ever seen, where they took the remarks of women out of context, they implied motivations and drew conclusions for these women, women who refused to be interviewed by them. They took quotes out of context from her book, refused to put in quotes that were favorable to Donald Trump, trying to portray him as a sexual predator. And so now we see the same type of agenda with the Washington Post. And this last week, when Jeff Bezos was at the Recode conference, he talked about a lot of different issues. I want to talk a little bit about the space issue, but first of all, understand what's going on with the Washington Post. Spent $250 million for this, and that's not much money to somebody who's got a lot, as much money as Jeff Bezos does. And it gives him a tremendous amount of leverage in that conference. He said, I bought this small paper, which is basically a colloquial paper. Now, who in their right mind would say the Washington Post was a colloquial paper? It's a national paper, just like the New York Times or the LA Times or whatever. He says, I'm going to turn it into a global paper. I'm going to do that with my money. That's my business plan to do that. Well, really, his business plan is to push through favors for himself and regulation. And let me give you an example of this. As I pointed out in this, and now I'm out of time, I did this report talking about how we're at the moment here where billionaires are moving into space, just as we have seen in the movie Elysium, for example, as we talked with Hugo de Garis about the Ardalike Wars. A central part of this is even more difficult to escape the regulatory reach of the government than it is to escape the gravity of the Earth. That's what happened this last weekend. They're changing the regulations for the private confiscation of space. Take a look at that report, Billionaire Space Race, Prepper Bug Out or Global Domination. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News live starting at 7 o'clock. It's going to be several hours. Join us then.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.